today is a good day.
I got all my wrongs.
So it's a good day because Doug got to sleep in late because he was on a plane all night long going to and fro trying to get to a conference this morning, and he barely got there. Storms going down the middle of the country pretty much left him at the Dallas airport all night long. So you are with Roberta, Jennifer, and Rich. And in a couple of minutes here, the very cool, the very funny Dave Coulier from Uncle Joey from Full House will join us.
And just a funny stand-up comedian,
yeah,
too.
The guy's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
Much, and I won't say this when he's here, but I'm not a big
and
Bob
a hockey
Saget.
Fan.
He's a hockey fan. I'm not a big Bob Saget fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely the Dave Coulier guy.
Well, you know what? Dave Coulier has the potential to be like... He could be edgy, but he was also really funny. Bob Saget, really edgy, and you don't expect that
you
from him
because
he was Danny Tanner.
The first time I saw Bob Saget stand up,
he's
I was like...
hardcore.
Whoa, ah. This is hardcore. Had no clue that was going to come out of his mouth. So, and Danny's just, you know, he can be Uncle Danny. He can be just a funny guy. So.
No, he was Danny
Uncle
Tanner.
Joey. Uncle Joey.
Uncle
yeah.
Joey, and
yeah.
then don't forget John Stamos, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, it's that show.
The trio.
I want to ask him how often he stays in touch with the girls and Uncle Jesse.
Ah, yeah.
So, whether those guys, you know, so anyway, and whether they're going to bring
you know, I think they have parties actually once a year.
Do they
really?
Do
they like a get together?
I think that, and this is just from my LA-ness, just seeing things in the paper and stuff. I think Jeff Franklin, who created the show, has a yearly birthday party. And I know for a fact that I think all of the cast members go. I know that they're
wow.
still really supportive of each other, and they do get
cool.
together quite a bit.
Good.
But we'll ask them that.
All right. So in the interim, head on over to DougStefan.com, and you can answer today's poll, which is approximately every other person in the United States will watch the Super Bowl next weekend. Will you? A, of course I will. B, maybe unless I find something better on. Like the puppy model on the Animal Channel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. C, I doubt it. D, I want to, but I have to work. Or E, no, I don't care about the Super Bowl. Roberta?
E.
No, I don't care about the Super Bowl. Okay.
Right.
Jennifer?
Oh, no, I'll be watching.
Of course.
In fact, I think a lot of people will be watching this year. I was invited to like three...
Show.
Beyonce.
Should be lip syncing.
Now I won't watch it then.
Yeah.
I was invited to three or four parties, which usually I don't get invited to Super Bowl parties. Usually it's just kind of stay at home. But this year it seems like it's a bigger deal. I don't
know
why.
A buddy of mine does the an AFC Super or a divisional Super Bowl party. I'll be right back, Jennifer. You talk for a second.
Okay.
Where did you go?
Uncle Joey's calling in, and Michael's not here. Hold on a second.
My friend has a party. I'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Discuss
them
on later.
Yourself. Sorry.
Golden Grams. I need the Golden Grams. Discuss.
Our worthless producer, Michael Fortier, is out paying for the 57th time when our guest
when Dave Coulier, celebrity newsmaker,
we're sitting
is on
here
the
chatting
line.
And Dave Coulier calling in, and Michael's got to go tinkle.
Timing is everything, Michael. Welcome to radio.
Yeah, he just strolled back into the studio, I guess, after finishing
what's the
his
problem?
Croissant and taking his little tickle. So, oh, look, that must be them right now. Hold on. Listen. Hi, this is Rich. Can I help you?
Oh, this is exciting. This is behind the scenes.
Yeah, Dave had to go, or Michael had to go tinkle, so he's here to answer the phone now. So you can call back in and we're ready for Dave.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
Good, tell him.
All right. Yes, call the hotline. Thank you.
This lady's like, I don't really care.
She's like, yeah, we're ready for you. We're ready for you. Answer the
Dave
phone.
Dave Coulier's
now,
on the phone. Come
all right,
on.
So, Dave Coulier coming up in just 2 minutes here on the Good Day Show.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you'd treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at discover.com. I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so I know this is really boring and stupid. Dave, I'm going to apologize right up front for playing the Full House theme, because you've got to be just getting...
I know, he's like, okay,
stupid.
I get
just
it.
Like, are these guys really that boring that they just play?
Yeah.
All right, so let me kill that.
You know, Dave, we're a little short-staffed, and I have to tell you a little behind the scenes. You just try calling in to us, and because we're a little short-staffed today, producer Michael had to go to the bathroom when you called, which is why we couldn't answer the phone. So actually, Rich tried to answer your call on the air. Isn't that fun?
You could have won a prize.
Well, usually people do. Usually, I'm not surprised he went to the bathroom when I called. My dad does that as well.
He didn't know. Like, all day, we have, you know, you're like our big celeb of the day, and he goes to the bathroom when you call in.
All right, so Dave Coulier, everybody knows Dave as Uncle Joey from Full House, and you know, Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse, and we all watched him. What was it? What was it? Thursday nights I was on?
Friday night. It was
Friday.
The TGIF night.
That's
yeah.
The TGIF
yeah.
night. How do you
Loved
forget
it.
That? All right, so Dave's going to be on How I Met Your Mother. How do you keep getting on these extremely popular shows, Dave? What's going on? What's your secret?
You know, I just haven't moved away from Hollywood far enough yet. I don't know. That's such a funny show, and the night after Super Bowl on Monday, they asked me if I would come on, and it's a really... really funny episode featuring absolutely the greatest and latest and greatest Canadians. even though I'm an American, there are some really great Canadians on this show.
You know, really this is something that people don't talk enough about. Okay, so we had the British invasion in the 1960s. Everybody knew they were coming. We knew the Beatles, we knew the Stones, we knew the Who, we knew Zeppelin. We knew they were all coming because they told us it's the British invasion. But the Canadians, they sneak in on your televisions, and nobody says anything about it. And they own Hollywood, don't they, Dave?
They sneak across the border on horseback, you know, and then they come here and they pose as mounted police, and you don't even question it.
Now, speaking of Canadians, the reason many reasons why I loved your character on Full House, but you always had the coolest hockey jerseys, and I'm a hockey girl. Now, were you very excited that the LA Kings won?
She's a hockey girl, but she's got all of her teeth, Dave.
I do.
I was excited just because LA is a major market, and I'm for anything that helps promote the game. And, you know, being in a big city like Los Angeles, and, you know, it's just great for the game of hockey, you know. Not so great the following year when, you know, they had their lockout. But
we're back
at
work now.
Back on track.
I still don't understand why LA can keep a hockey team and support it.
We can't have football, though.
But you can't keep a football team. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
I know it's backwards, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, so your home base is stand up. And you still travel the country doing all of your stand up. What kind of a life is that? I mean, that's you got to be a little bit nuts, right?
You do, but it's it's where a lot of us started, you know. My friend Tim Allen, who I started with in Detroit, he's back doing stand up, and Jerry Seinfeld was out doing stand up, and Jay Leno's out there every week doing stand up. It's just something that it's just something that we all love to do, and it's our roots, and it's the purest form of comedy, is being out there at a microphone in front of a live audience.
Do you, I mean, how do you come up with new material? I mean, are you making things up on the fly, or is it pretty much, with here we have kind of an outline of how the show goes every day, but we have no idea what we're going to say and when we're going to say it. We just know, okay, you know, around here we have to do this, and around here we have to do this, and okay, and we know we're going to have Dave on, but I don't know what we're going to ask you. And we, you know, when we do our health stuff or our finance stuff or whatever it is, how does it work for stand-up? I mean, when you walk onto a stage, do you have kind of like, okay, these are the 15 things I'm going to talk about, and then it just goes from there?
Yeah, well, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, I have a basic outline, and you never know what's going to happen in the audience. You know, somebody could sneeze right in the middle of a punchline, and it's funny, and the audience reacts to that. So you have to be wide open with your eyes and ears, and it's just, it's whatever happens in that moment. So you can't stick too closely to a script all the time, even though, you know, some guys prefer to do that.
It's a rough road, though, isn't it?
You know, in order to get the material working, you have to be out there working the material. And that takes, you know, traveling and bad hotels. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do. But, you know, if it was really easy, I think a lot of people would be out there doing it.
So with the How I Met Your Mother, you know, that show has been extremely successful. What's the odds of, you know, getting to be a more of a permanent role on this type of thing, or getting a new show for yourself? Have you been trying to get a new show?
Well, I'm out there pitching shows, ideas that I have. This was a call that I got from a producer friend, and you know, they pitched me the idea, and I said, that's really funny. Of course, I'd love to do it. You know, but they, you know, sitcoms like Full House and How I Met Your Mother, you know, sitcoms aren't, they used to rule the roost on network television.
Yeah.
They really don't anymore.
They're coming back a little with modern family.
I think it's starting to cycle back because, you know, reality television, it's not really so much a story, you know, whereas a sitcom, you know, people will listen to a good story over and over again.
And you feel good at the end, which is really nice. And you don't always feel good after reality shows. I don't know if you've watched Jersey Shore, Honey Boo Boo,
right,
but,
yeah.
you know, sometimes you go,
feel good after you watch Honey Boo Boo? You don't feel good?
Actually, I am a closet Honey Boo Boo fan, so it's a bad example.
She's a closet a lot of things.
Babe. I know. Is there a project that you haven't, a type of project anyway, that you haven't gotten to work on that you'd like to in the future?
Well, I mean, that plays right into, you know, what we're here talking about, stand-up comedy. You know, I have my Clean Guys of Comedy coming June 6th in theaters everywhere in the U.S. And basically, it's really funny stand-up without the F-bomb aftertaste.
I love that. So you can go to the movie, you go to a regular movie theater, and you can watch you and your friends do stand-up comedy?
I came up the ranks of the Tonight Show back when Johnny Carson hosted, and, you know, it was really the showcase for comedians in the United States, and you saw guys like Richard Pryor doing clean sets there.
Right.
And that's kind of what we're building with National CineMedia, and these are called Fathom events. And, you go to the theater, and you go, and we're going to have some incredibly talented, funny comedians just doing their clean stuff.
So how do we get more information about it? Where do we go to see how we see it, the Clean Guys?
Well, I'm going to be posting a lot of stuff on my website, which is real simple, DaveCoulier.tv.
Okay.
And we'll be putting tons of stuff out on the web through National CineMedia.
All right. We'll put a link on it as at gooddayshow@dougsteffen.com as well. Dave, thank you so much. Best of luck with it. And we'll make sure to watch The Clean Guys and How I Met Your Mother this coming Monday.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen is good day without Doug Steffen. He is off at a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, or somewhere around there. So it's Jen, Roberta, and Rich here. And the results from yesterday's poll at gooddayshow.com. And I'm really kind of taken back from this. From the last five Super Bowls, who was your favorite performer at halftime? So from the last 5 years, the Super Bowl halftime show, who was your favorite? And I will tell you that the Black Eyed Peas come in number one at 30%.
I told you.
Okay. So
they were the best.
Not that that so much doesn't shock me. I mean, it's good stuff, all right? But here's what shocks me. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of my favorite bands of all time, came in second at 22%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That shocks me a little bit, because even though I know Tom Petty is very popular, I don't think of him as mainstream as maybe Madonna.
Right.
The Who came in third at 19%. Madonna came in at 11%. People who say, I'm pretty sure Beyonce is going to be better than any of these, came in at 11%, so tied with Madonna. Bringing up the rear, Springsteen, 2009, with 7% of the vote.
Sacrilege.
Snooze fest. Sacrilege.
What in the world? Now, let me tell you, I've seen...
Sacrilege.
I've seen Springsteen and Tom Petty.
Maybe Ken's just messing with you. He's cute the results.
He might be.
I think so.
The fix might be.
It's not possible.
The fix might. I've seen Springsteen and I've seen Petty. Both
snooze
great
fest
shows.
Petty.
No, Petty's great, man.
Oh, snooze
Petty
fest.
Is like... a more rocking version of that Billy Joel, Bruce, Elton John show, where you know every single song.
I'd agree with Roberta. I'd rather see Bruce than Tom, and that's not saying.
Bruce is definitely more energetic because Tom is like the Crypt Keeper.
He is
definitely more energetic.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the losers.
I'd rather say, I mean, I think Bruce is good. I'm sure he's great in concert. I'd love to go see a concert with Roberta, but just at the Super Bowl, he was boring. Tom Petty, always boring.
Nah, Petty's a great show, man. It's good stuff. It's good rock. It's good old rock and roll. But I am shocked that Bruce only got 7% and Petty got 22%. It doesn't shock me that the Black Eyed Peas got 30%, though. That's a monster show there. So anyway, Roberta, what is your, we got summertime coming up. What is your big mega show that you can't wait to see? And Jennifer?
Summertime, probably, if I can, probably Bruce in Ireland.
Bruce in Ireland?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Does he travel abroad much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he's not going to be in the U.S. until probably late August into September.
It seems like every weekend you're seeing him some dump in New Jersey.
Actually, he didn't show up at the Light of Day shows.
No, he didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
So he sent a little note saying, I'm so sorry, but I can't come this year.
Jen, what about you?
I usually see some sort of country concert. I love it. Usually I'll go to Stagecoach or something. But this year, the only two tickets that I have purchased so far are March 15th. I'm going to see Maroon 5 in
with your
LA.
Boyfriend Adam Levine, yeah.
Yes. And then I'm going to see New Kids on the Block with Boys to Men.
New Kids on the Block!
July 4th, also at the Staples Center. Yeah. I'll be the old lady in the front row.
No,
literally, I have really good tickets, and they're going to be like, oh, look, someone our own age. I'll have to, like, they'll pull me up on stage, and I'll have to use a step ladder.
Do you really think that they'll have a bunch of screaming 17-year-old girls in the front row like they
used to? No, I'm pretty sure they're all going to be old like me.
They're all going to be older like you. Hey, yeah, I went to see a band. A friend of mine's college roommate has had this high school band for about 30-some years, and they play every now and then out on the in the bar circuit here in the Washington area, and they played this past Saturday night, so we went to see them, and it's like a surf band. They do like all this old 60s surf music, and it's really, really cool. But I walked in, and it just slapped me in the face because they all had gray hair, and I'm like, oh my God, it's the band from the Cialis commercial, and I am old. And it just, I'm like, dude, these can't be your friends. They all have gray hair. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And the Smithereens are coming to the State Theater here about 10 minutes from my house in 2 weeks. And I cannot wait. So get out there and support your local musicians at your local clubs. It's 28 past on Good Day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm contractually obligated to say Doug's name five times every half hour. So here we go. Hold your pants, fasten your seatbelts. Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen.
Holding my pants.
Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen, Doug Steffen. I think I did put six in there, so I'm good for the next 45 minutes.
You know what I'm contractually obligated to say?
What's that?
Uri Geller, Uri Geller, Uri Geller.
That's right. Uri, it's in our contract that we have to say Doug's name five times every half hour when he's not here. And we figured we might as well add your name to that list, okay?
Thank you. I'm very pleased. And honored.
All right, so, Uri, we have a little experiment for you here.
Yes.
Jennifer and I are thinking of I guess it's a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
A fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to be able to, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this backwards, Uri. I'm going to draw this fruit. And I want you to see if you can pick it up, and we'll ask you in 10 minutes
I'm
what you think
I'm going to hold this fruit, because I actually have a tree, so I can actually hold this fruit
okay.
right now.
So I am drawing the fruit right now.
I'm getting a banana.
No.
Am I wrong?
I wish I would get one of those.
All right, I just drew it, though, so let me give you a few minutes to think about that while we talk about something else.
No, but you seriously have to kind of transmit it to me.
Okay, I'm looking at my drawing right now, and I see the outside of it, and I see the inside of it, and I'm thinking about Jennifer's tree, and I'm thinking about sending this to you. So, Uri, now.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize. Now, everyone who's listening to us, please do the same. Just close your eyes for a few seconds and try to visualize the fruit, the image, the drawing, the outer lines of the fruit in your inner mind. And then do email Doug or text Doug, or I don't know how they pass messages to Doug, and see who got it right.
You can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
How about revealing it next week?
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay. This day, you know, and I'm sitting here with a pen and a piece of paper. I'm not getting yet anything.
I'll keep thinking about it.
I'm thinking, and do you know what? I did get something, but if I say it on air, I will probably reveal it. So I'm going to email it to you personally.
Okay.
And then you can tell me next week whether I was right or wrong.
Okay, email it to me,
like,
and I'll tell you whether you got it. All right. So the reason we asked you this is because Jennifer had mentioned this fruit during the break, and I looked up on television, and they were doing a recipe with this fruit in it. And it made me start thinking about all of the times that you have a thought in your head, and then that thought is revealed somehow, somewhere, some way.
Yes, and let me give you a good example, and I'm sure it happens to most of us. You think of a carpenter. You need a carpenter for your house. You think it, and then suddenly a spam email comes in on your computer advertising a carpenters. I get this all the time.
Right.
And it's so eerie that I'm beginning to think that my computer can read my mind, and somehow Google devised a mind reader.
Don't laugh, Rich. That's probably next with Google.
They could.
Well, it's kind of like, Uri, when you're thinking about a person, maybe a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, and then all of a sudden that day you'll get a phone call from them.
That's why
another
good example is you go to a place that you've never been before, and suddenly it looks to you totally familiar.
Right.
And you say, wow, this is deja vu. We all know the term deja vu. It's quite extraordinary because you know you've not been there, but you know exactly how it looks. It looks familiar. It doesn't necessarily have to be a place. It could be a gathering of a few people in a room. And then, hey, say, wow, I've seen this before. She was standing there. She was wearing the same dress. And it's kind of it mind boggles you that how does it happen? What is really going on here?
So here's my question. All right. We've all had this where you buy a new car and it's red, and all of a sudden you notice every red car on the road, and you're like, wow, I never noticed there were so many red cars. But then we've all had I'm thinking about this person I haven't talked to in a year, and all of a sudden they're your Facebook friend that next day, or you get a phone call from them or something like that. But then there's also the Super Bowl. And we all want a particular team to win, and we wish them good thoughts. And I know you have a lot of experience in this. Or I buy a lottery ticket, and I really am praying that I win because that will bring me so much good stuff in my life if I win those millions and millions of dollars. So how do we tell the difference between the cosmic forces that really do attach us to our thoughts and bring things to us that we think about, and just happenstance, just circumstances that just happen to just pop up, like the red cars? I believe that's circumstance. You're paying more attention to red cars now. It's not that there are more red cars, but you're paying more attention to them. But I can't explain the I'm thinking about my friend and all of a sudden I get a phone call from them phenomenon. That has to be something out there in the cosmic forces. How do you know?
Oh, no doubt. Whether it is cosmic forces or it's simply sheer telepathy, because, you know, and I've said it a few times on this program, that we are all connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread through which we can send emotions, the power of love, the power of thought, and that is absolutely possible. We can't prove it today because we don't have the mechanism, we don't have the computers, we don't have the theoretical science behind how to prove that telepathy is real. Now, concerning the lottery, well, I mean, come on, if everybody had this intuitive feeling, then, you know, you would have won the lottery already. But it's I believe that there are also certain rules and guidelines that do not allow you to activate the certain powers of the mind that could, for instance, win you the lottery ticket. These are very difficult and complicated answers and questions.
So it doesn't work for greedy thoughts.
Maybe not. Maybe there's a governing law out there that says, no, I won't allow this to happen to you.
Wow. Yeah. Here's the thing you got going on, okay? So with the lottery, for example, it's a tug of war because everybody's saying, I want to win. So you're kind of fighting the millions and millions and millions of other thoughts out there trying to win that one prize. With
that
the football game,
could
and
I give you an example. In the early 70s, I walked into a London casino, and and I use the powers of my mind to predict on which number the roulette ball will land on. And I walked out of the casino with £17,000, which is around $28,000 today. To me, it was a huge amount of money then. The next day, the money was kind of stashed in my pocket. I then wore a black leather jacket, and I was being driven to a radio station in a limo, in a Daimler, and there was a compartment, you know, it was divided between me and the driver. The driver had a glass between us. Suddenly, as we were driving on the M4, I heard in my mind a tremendously scary voice shouting at me, "Why did you do it?" I panicked and I pulled out the money, lowered the window, threw $28,000 out of the window.
Get out of here.
They were all in rubber bands. And this, we're talking about 1974, 75. That was huge amount. I was then kind of quite poor. Anyhow, the voice continued, and I started hammering and you know, shouting to the driver to stop the car. But he couldn't do it because it was on the motorway. It was on a highway. And then there was a gas station, so he turned out in the gas station, and suddenly, and this is really a true story, the door flung open, it almost like an invisible hand opened it, and I was pushed out of the car with a tremendous force, and suddenly it all stopped. And that's when I realized that this was a kind of a sign from above that I shouldn't use my abilities to make a lot of money with in casinos.
So how do you know that just wasn't your inner conscience telling you that you did something that you
shouldn't
have
done? Of good luck, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But the tangible and the real feelings of the force pushing me out of the car was quite real. It wasn't something that I imagined.
Whatever happened with the $28,000, do you know?
As a matter of fact, when I wrote about it in one of my books, I asked the readers, if any of you reading this book, if you happen to find that money, let me know, but no one contacted me.
Okay, so and here's where we get into the really deeper, I guess, question here, or philosophy. So you have a football game. That's easy enough, all right? We had the 49ers going against the Ravens. You have half of the country, you know, or a third of the country that might be pulling for the 49ers, a third of the country that might be pulling for the Ravens, and a third of the country just doesn't care. So you have these two equal forces pulling against each other, saying, "I want, I want, I want." When you go to war, and let's take, for example, the World War, where you have all of these countries, you have the Nazis and the Japanese and, you know, the Stalin and the fighting against. Who determines what force wins when it comes to that kind of energy? Because, you know, to them, they are right. To us, we are right.
Well, that's, again, you know, a fascinating question. I'm no miracle worker, so I can't quite answer you, but because I'm a religious man, I kind of leave it in God's hands, and I say God is the decision maker. Going down to football, I urge everyone to go to my website, urigeller.com, and see on my homepage, see the clip, it's on YouTube, where I moved a ball away while in a helicopter from the foot of a striker who was about to strike a penalty. I moved the ball away from his foot, and Scotland lost, England won, and I used the power of my mind. I realized then, and by the way, I received about 10,000 hate letters from Scotland.
Yeah.
I realized that I should never do something of this nature, but I do believe in the power of motivational thinking and inspirational thinking, and I think that the team that wins on the day had a better inspirational and motivational energy being received from their fans.
I will tell you that I've gone and watched that. You can see that on YouTube. Just search it on YouTube. You go to Urigeller.com, G-E-L-L-E-R, Urigeller.com, and you can watch this video, and they slow it down, and the ball literally moves on its own. It's just sitting on the field, and it just moves as the guy's getting ready to kick it. There's no, it's not a video trick. This was, you know, it's, you can see it in a thousand different renditions of the video, and versions of it. It's unreal.
And it was a huge match, you know, England against Scotland. And then in the end of the video, the striker, Gary McAllister, actually admits, I came up to the ball and the ball moved. The ball moved. Usually in penalties, there's a little dip in the grass, so the
right.
ball never moves.
Right.
And I do really believe that I activated that, call it psychokinesis or whatever.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what it is. All I know is ever since you sat in front of me and took this big thick honking spoon that I handed you and made that thing bend in about 10 seconds without touching it. Whatever you say, Uri, okay. Whatever the forces are, I don't know what they are, but there's something going on there, so I don't know. All right, Uri, thank you so much. It's Doug Steffen's Good Day and our friend Uri Geller at 47 past the hour.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed. It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
TV Report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3dwhite.com. That's 3dwhite.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
You
land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Immigration reform. It is now front and center, including a pathway to citizenship. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. On Monday of this week, a group of eight U.S. senators, four Democrats and four Republicans, released a framework of their plans for immigration reform. President Obama followed that up yesterday with a speech in Las Vegas.
Broad consensus is emerging, and where a call for action can now be heard coming from all across America. The time has come for common sense, comprehensive immigration reform.
The president said it's time to bring a shadow economy of illegal immigrants into the light so that everyone is held accountable, adding that immigration reform must include a pathway to citizenship and tougher employee verification standards. The president also noted that we've been talking about immigration reform for quite a while.
This time, action must follow. We can't allow immigration reform to get bogged down in an endless debate.
But it appears the debate will continue. Republican Congressman Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania says proposals from the president and that bipartisan group of senators will only make the problem worse.
Proposing a pathway to citizenship while our borders are not secured will only encourage millions of people around the world to come here illegally.
Among those who were listening carefully to what the president had to say yesterday, Cynthia Ortega of Las Vegas. She is a mom who emigrated from Mexico to the U.S. with her parents when she was only a child. Ortega does not have a social security number or a work card and fears being deported and separated from her children.
I always wake up thinking that it's going to be better, but it's always that doubt on me. What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my children?
Ortega says she's hopeful, looking forward to new possibilities with the proposals being made by the president and members of the Senate. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, there were some gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 73 points, closing at 13,955. S&P adding 8 points. NASDAQ actually lost 1 point. Crude oil prices up $1.13 a barrel, finishing at $97.57, its highest close since September. On Capitol Hill, the Senate took a confirmation vote yesterday.
The ayes are 94, the nays are 3, and one responded present. And the nomination of John Forbes Kerry of Massachusetts to be our new Secretary of State is confirmed.
The Massachusetts Democrat has chaired the Senate Foreign Relations Committee since 2009. He will replace outgoing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is exiting after 4 years as America's top diplomat. And finally, just listen to this. That's the sound of thousands of reporters converging on players and coaches from the 49ers and Ravens. Super Bowl Media Day yesterday inside the Superdome. It was a circus with many fans actually paying to sit in the stands to watch this thing. One of the most bizarre things ever to take place at Media Day occurred 5 years ago, 2008, when a female reporter wearing a wedding dress asked Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to marry her. Nothing quite like that yesterday, but we did get comments from some key Super Bowl participants. Niners coach Jim Harbaugh, who's facing his brother John, who coaches the Ravens, says he's well aware only one Harbaugh can win this Sunday.
Both want to desperately win and be a part of a championship, the great thrill of winning.
And we had Niners wide receiver Randy Moss, who's been in the league a long time, with this humble pronouncement.
I really do think that I'm the greatest receiver to ever play this game.
If you say so, Randy. Of course, we also had Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis, who has promised to retire when this season is over. Lewis says he'll miss the camaraderie with his teammates the most.
It's just special bonds that you form as men, and then you realize that, wow, one day that this might end.
Not soon enough for some of us. This Ray Lewis swan song is starting to look like a farewell concert tour from Cher. Super Bowl Media Day. Lots of fun, with a lot more hype to come between now and Super Sunday. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.